Sechet Pesachim and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. So we saw the pshat of the Rashash in Rashi when Rashi was explaining the difference between Bedikat Chametz and Mezuzah, why the Gemara has a safek by Bedikat Chametz. By Mezuzah, everybody agrees it's Chovat Adar, right? And therefore, since it's Chovat Adar, so therefore he's the one who is Chayav. Right? But by Bedikat Chametz, Rashi says, that's where the Gemara has a question, if it's the Maskir or the Socher who is obligated in Bedikat Chametz when the house was rented after the beginning of the 14th day of Nisan. And we saw that the Rashash explains that the question is, what's the reason for the takana bedikat chametz when a person already does bitul? So is it because we're worried about bali ra'e bali matzeh because maybe his bitul was not good? If that's the case, so then it's the maskir who would have to do the bedika. Or do you say that the takana bedika was not because of any kind of concern of bali ra'e bali matzeh? It's just a concern you might come to eat it. You might come to find something during Pesach, you might come to eat it. That's why you have to do bedikat chametz. So that's applicable to the socher. He's the one who's living in there. So he will have to do the bedikat chametz. Okay. However, the kovetz shiurim, Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman, and other mifarshim, they explain the safek differently. That the safek is based on the shita of the Gaon Mivilna and the Pnei Yeshua. The Gaon Mivilna and the Pnei Yeshua holds that everyone is over on Bali Ra'e. It's not, you see, it sounds from the Pirush of the Rashash that if the concern is Bali Ra'e, so then the only one who has to be concerned about that is the Maskir, is the owner, which means the Socher would not be over on Bali Ra'e, Bali Matzeh. According to the Gra holds that Chametz of Yisrael Hakol Ovrim Ala B'Bali Ra'e. A chametz that belongs to a Jew, everyone is over. Hakol mitzuvim leva'arot, the Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Tzadikeh, everyone is obligated to be meva'er the chametz. So therefore, the question here cannot be, you know, depending on, is it a problem of Bali Ra'eh or not? Which means, if it's a problem of Bali Ra'eh, then the maskir has to do it. If it's not, then the socher has to do it. No, if it's a problem of Bali Ra'eh, that's a problem for the socher too. And therefore, the Kovetz Shiurim explains, the question here is only, who has the priority in the Chiyuv of Bedikat Chametz? Which means, both the Maskir and Socher have to take care of the problem of Bali Ra'e Bali Matzeh. But on whose head is it first? Who is it, whose responsibility is it first in line? Is the chiyuv bedika on the be'alim, on the owner, before the socher? Or, and just if he didn't do it, so then the socher has to do it? Or is the obligation first and foremost on the socher, since he has access to it? That's what the Gemara Safek was. Does it go by who owns it, and therefore it's his responsibility first? And if he doesn't do it, of course the socher has to do it also. Or do we say that the responsibility is first and foremost on the person who has accessibility to the house? Right? Mesirat ha-mafteach. That's the pirush according to the Kovetz Shiurim. So those are two pirushim in Rashi. Did we see the Tosfot im mishem asar? Did we see Tosfot im mishem asar? I think we began, no?
We
did see that the machloket between Rashi and Tosfot in regards to the handing over of the keys, is that a kinyan of schirut? According to Rashi, it's a kinyan. And Tosfot says that no, it's not a kinyan. The Gemara in Merube mentions only kesef shtar and chazaka as the kinyan by schirut. Giving over the keys is only a form of saying lechazeku kni. It's giving permission for the person to say it. And therefore, the reason why the Mesirat HaMaftechot is a factor, the giving over of the keys is a factor in the answer of who has to do the Bedikat Chametz, Tosfot explained, Mefareshri dehacha shemasar lo HaMaftech velo yichzik, ומי שיש בידו מפתח כשחל יודלת חייב לבדוק. The reason why the one who has the מפתחות when יודלת is חל is the one who has to do בדיקה is because he's able to come in to do the בדיקה. How could the owner come in? He's not able to come in. Right? So that was Tosfot. According to Rashi, it's a kinyan. If you take a quick look, if you don't mind, because Lechora, Tosfot has a big question on Rashi. Where did Rashi come up with this idea that Mesirat HaMaftechot is a kinyan zchirut? Tosfot quotes a Gemara in Baba Kama that only mentions three kinyanim. Where do you have this idea that Mesirat HaMaftechot is a kinyan? So look in the Rosh. On the bottom of the Rosh, there is the Korban Netanel. I'll give you a minute to look it up. So the Korban Netanel, Sif Katan Dalet, he says like this. On the words of the Rosh, Ve'im, Kevan du rotze lachzik babayit, veliknoto, vehamafteach beyado chayav livdok. Korban Netanel is starting off by quoting Tosfot, that this socher has in mind to acquire this home as a rental, and he has the key, that's why he has to do bidika. Deoto shen biyado hamafteach, because the one who doesn't have the key, ech yikanes veyivdok. How can you require him to do bidika? Tosfot. Then the Korban Netanel says, Verashi piresh demsirat hamafteach kana. That with the mesirat hamafteach, there is a kinya. Right? And since he's kone, so it's his chametz now. The Ri hisig al Rashi, and the Ri in Tosfot asked on Rashi, Mehad amrinam b'merube dafayintet, from the Gemara in Perik Meruben Baba Kama dafayintet, it says there, Keshem shekarka niknet v'kesef shtar v'chazaka, kach schirut nikne v'kesef shtar v'chazaka. Ve'lo amrinam d'mehani mesirat mafteach. We don't say, it doesn't say over there that Mesirat Mafteach is a kinyan. Ela keman de'amar, it's only as if the owner says to him, Lechazek ukni. Go and be kone. Kedamrina beperek haparat daf nun bet. Right? So that's the question of Tosfot on Rashi. The Korban Netanel has a very nice answer for Rashi. He says, if Shali Hashem Pirush Rashi, we can answer for Rashi, Dehalo amar, see, bimedayek in the words of the Gemara in Baba Kama. What did the Gemara Baba Kama say? Keshem shekarka niknet bekesef shtar v'chazaka, kach schirut niknet bekesef shtar v'chazaka, right? Just like karka is acquired with kesef shtar v'chazaka, schirut is also acquired. All right, that doesn't come to exclude necessarily any other kinyan. The halo amar, the lashon of the Gemara is not keshem shekarka eina niknet ela begimel drachim. Just like karka is only acquired in three ways, kach schirut. It didn't say the word only. Ela de ka'amar, all the Gemara in Merubeh is saying, the hani gimel kinyanim schirut gam ken nikne bahem. That you could also use by schirut these three kinyanim. Ve'adif hayesh li schirut. And there is actually an extra advantage to schirut, the mesirat mafteach kana. You have a fourth kinyan, meaning in addition to mesirat hamafteach by schirut, by a rental, you can also be kone with the normal kinyanim of kesef shtar and chazakah. The Gemara doesn't mean to exclude any other way. It's coming to add onto what Rashi holds is a kinyan, mesirat hamafteach. And why is it that it's a kinyan? Why is it that the keys, the handing over of the keys, is a form of a kinyan by schirut? Behainu tama, de bischirut eno kone habayit ki im ladur bo. Listen to the beautiful svara that the Korban Netanel says. He says, different than, as opposed to when you're actually buying the piece of land, right? When you're actually buying the home or the piece of land, you are acquiring the property. So over there, you need to do either kesef or shtar or chazakah. Mesirat mafteach is not enough. Whereas by a rental, when you're not acquiring the real estate, you're just renting it. So you're only koneh bayit ki'im ladur bo. You're only acquiring the home for the permission to live in it. Velichnos sham kelei tashmishav, and to move in your furniture and your kelim. The schilut is not, you're not buying the property. You're buying the permission to use the property. V'kevan demasalo amazkir hamafteach. So what is a demonstration of the giving over of that permission of usage? The giving over of the keys. Because the keys signifies the accessibility, the ability to use this apartment. That's all I'm acquiring by schirut. By schirut, I'm not acquiring the apartment. If I were to acquire the apartment, oh, so then mesirat mafteach is not enough. You have to do chazaka, you have to do kezef, you have to do shtar. Here, I'm not acquiring the gufa apartment. I'm acquiring the usage. I'm acquiring the permission to live there or to put my stuff there. Kivan de masalu amaskir amafteach, giving over the keys, that's good. Im ken yachol leaniach sham kela veladur sham, because now that's giving the accessibility. You are now granted access to this, right? Like you have granted access, you know, you press a button on your computer and now you have access to someone's account and to see the information. Does that mean you acquired the account? What, now all that money there is yours? No, you were just granted access. So to be granted access, the kinyan for that is the mesirat hamaftechot, because that's what the keys gives you. It gives you access. Ma she'en ken b'mechira, as opposed to when you actually are buying the karka, she'machar lo kol habayit mitehom ar'a ve'ad rekia. When you're buying a piece of land, you're not just buying the access. You're buying the actual land itself from all the way down below till the very top. Vegufa karka she'omed habayit alav. You're buying the ground upon which the house is built on. Al ze lo maspik mesirat hamafteach. There, mesirat hamafteach is not enough. What's mesirat hamafteach? Mesirat hamafteach is only granting you access. I'm not just buying access. I'm buying the actual ground upon which the house is. So there, it's not enough. When you do chazaka, then it's like you were machzik on the entire chefza of the karka and the bayit. That's the difference, the fundamental difference between the kinyan of mechira, of buying and selling in land, and just rental, which is only purchasing the access, the ability to use it, and therefore mesirat hamafteach is very, it makes very much sense what Rashi says, that it is a valid and good kinyan for this. Let's start the upcoming Gemara. All right. Ba'umine. We are 7 lines from the bottom of Daled Amud Alef. We join Klal Yisrael today in Daf Yomi. They are doing Daf Daled, right? So let's learn some Gemara and Daf Daled in Masechet Pesachim. Ba'umine Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. They asked another question from Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Hamaskir bayit lechavero be'arba'a asar. A person who rents a house, rents out a house to his friend on the 14th. So that means, who had the keys when the 14th entered? The maskil, the owner, right? So we already answered that whose obligation was it to do bidika now? It's the obligation of the maskil, because he's the one who owned and had the keys at the time of Shkia or Tzeta Kochavim of when the 14th of Nisan entered. The question is like this. Chezkato baduk or en chezkato baduk? This guy who is renting the house. Let's make an easy case to picture. He rents the house in the morning of the 14th, Erev Pesach. All right? Now, should he rely, can he rely on a chazakah that this house, bidikat chametz, was done? Because it was the obligation of the owner to do bidikat chametz, because it was his when the 14th entered at night. So can the socher rely on this assumption, this chazakah, this status quo, Is it chezkato baduk? Does he go into a house that he has a chazaka mideoraita, that this house has been baduk? The chiyuv was checked, it was done, or en chezkato baduk? So the Gemara immediately asks, before any kind of answer, the Gemara says, lemay nafkamina? What's the nafkamina of this question? Why are you bothered with this question? Lishayle, why don't you just ask him? The socher should ask the maskir, hey, Reb Maskir, did you do the bidikat chametz? I just want to make sure you did your obligation so that I don't have to go through this whole hassle today. I have other things to unpack, you know, I have a lot of work today. So you should ask him, Lishayle. So what's the question, Chizkato? Why are we even dealing with if you're relying on a chazakah or not? Ask the guy. If you could ask him, then there's no reason to have to rely on a chazakah. Answers the Gemara, and this sounds very similar to a Gemara that we learned in Chulin, remember? In the first perek in Masechet Chulin. De lete lehai l'sheyule. He's not around. Lete lehai, the maskir is not around in order to ask him, l'sheyule. He's not around. Oh, so when he's not around, that's our question. Le'atruche lehai mai. To put the burden of bedika on the person who rented the house now, mai. What's the halacha? Are we matriach him to be bodek? Or are we not matriach because you can rely on the chazakah? Even though you couldn't ask him, but there is a chazakah that he checked. Amar lehu Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, once again he answered with a braita, tenituha, you learned it, tenituha. Hakol ne'emanim al bi'ur chametz afilu nashim. Everyone is believed to testify that bi'ur chametz took place, that bedikat chametz took place, even afilu nashim, afilu avadim, afilu ktanim. Even women, avadim, or ktanim, which normally their testimony is not accepted in the court of law, it's not accepted in bedin, they're not kasher le'edut, but in this case, they are believed. So the Gemara, so Rav Nachman, is analyzing together with us in order to get to the answer of the question. Mai tama mehemni? Why is it that they are believed? Lav mishum dechezkato baduk? Isn't it because we have a chazakah anyway that supports that it was baduk? So in other words, in the middle of Yudalit, you're asking someone, hey, was bidikat chametz done or was it not done? So the kasavah, so the reason why they are believed to say it was done, because in conjunction with the chazakah that we already have a chizkato baduk, therefore they are believed. So therefore you see, you could rely on the chizkato baduk. On the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, Be'arba'asar Shachrit. Rashi adds the word Shachrit, meaning you rented the house in the morning of the 14th. Mi machzekinan lehay maskir. Can we rely on a chazakah of this maskir? Devadai bedako. Who wants to read the next word? Mi machzekinan lelehai maskir devadai bedako. Next word, Meiro.
I don't know how it is read.
Read it anyway.
Emesh.
You wrote it. You read it correctly. Very good. Very good. Here, look how you read it. Mi machzekinan lelehai maskir devadai bedako emesh. Can we rely on the chazakah of this maskir that surely he checked it emesh? Emesh means last night. Emesh. That he surely checked it last night? Ke mitzvat chachamim, as is the mitzvah of chachamim. Can we rely that he fulfilled the mitzvah of chachamim last night? Or lo? Or do we not rely and we have to do our own due diligence? So the Gemara says first, "Lemay nafkamine l'shayle." What's the nafkamina? Rely on chazakah or not? Ask him. L'shayle lehai. What's lehai? Ask the maskir. Im bedako, im lav. Did he check or did he not check? So the Gemara says, "Kegon delete lehai maskir lemishayle." The maskir is not around to ask. Umibailan Latruche, do we have to, so Umibailan, we have a question. Latruche lehai socher livdok misafek. My, what is the din? Are we to burden this socher to do the bedika because of a safek of maybe bedika wasn't done or not? So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak opened his answer from a braita of Hakol ne'emanim al biur chametz lehaid be'arba'asar shebedako shebatku be'alav. Meira, what's the next word in Rashi? You're allowed to be me'id be'arba'asar shebatku be'alav. Two lines from the bottom.
Emesh,
very good. And Emesh means last night. Very good. Le'ha'id be'arba'asar shebatku be'alav Emesh. Now, my tama ne'emanim, why are they believed? Halav b'nei ashude ninu. What's b'nei ashude? Sahada, sahid, means a witness, right? Lav anan sahadi. Lav b'nei ashude ninu. They are not qualified to be edim. Lav mishum, isn't it because the belav amira didhu, anyway, without their saying, without their testimony, nami machzekin alei baduk. We already have a chazakah that it is baduk. The vaday lo avar ze al divrei chachamim. Surely this Jew has a cheskat kashrut. He did not transgress the words of chachamim. Vafilu hu amar etz lishar dvarim. And even if, let's say, in regards to other things, he has the status of Amaretz, Chaver hu l'inyan bedika. Chaver is the opposite of Amaretz, right? He's considered a Chaver l'inyan bedika, because when it comes to bedika, hakol zrizim, everybody is zariz. And that's what the Gemara says on the top line on Dalet Amud Bet. Why is it cheskato baduk? The kasavar hakol chaverim hem etzel bedikat chametz. Everybody is begeder a chaver when it comes to bedikat chametz. And look in Rashi on top, the kasavar aitana hakol chaverim etzel bedikat vafilu amaretz. Ubedavar shu muchzak chaver marzekinane shelo avar zmano af she'asau. In something that amaretz is considered a chaver, we are machzik, we hold there's a cheskat kashrut, that what? That lo avar zmano af she'asau. Hold on, Abutai.